what he's saying, you know, at the end of the Megillah, it says that, you know, if you want to know the history of everything that happens, Halehein Ksuvim, it's already written in the history books of Paras U'Madai. Baruch Hashem, we've said many, many, many shiurim on the Haggadah, and to ask people to come out to hear things that we already said is hard to do. So Halehein Ksuvim, if you look on the website, I think there are many, many shiurim, many Haggadah shiurim. We try to find every year some chidushim. Certainly the Haggadah is the clearly the probably the most the text of the Haggadah is probably the except for Chumash, I guess, probably the most commentaries that have been written, most pshatim. It goes on a really called Marbel Osap Yisiv Tzrayim Areza Meshubach. So we start the Haggadah with Holach Ma'anyo. We've spoken many times about why this is the Haggadah of the Haggadah, but it's interesting that the Brisker Rav clears the following shaila. In Holach Ma'anya, we all know it's called Lechem Oini. Why is it called Lechem Oini? So the Gemara says two things. The Gemara says Ma'oni is Beprusa. Two things. So over here also it's Beprusa. We have a broken matzah. An Oni eats Beprusa. That's a recollection of, it's the way that we are Aniyim in Mitzrayim. And also it's Lechem She'oinin Olav Dvorim Harbin. It's the lechem that we speak, the Dvarim Harbin, we speak about, we say the whole Haggadah on the matzah, that Magid is, that we say the Haggadah on the matzah. So why is it positioned over here? So it's very poshut. First of all, Yachatz, we just broke the matzah. We just broke the matzah, that's the pshat, Holach Ma'anya. Anya is the pshat, Ma'ani Beprusa. But also there's another concept, and that is the idea that it's she'oinin olav dvarim harbe. She'oinin olav dvarim harbe is the pshat that it's at this juncture that we're starting the magid. So we uncover the matzah, we show the matzah because we're saying the magid on the matzah. It's actually an interesting thing. The Brisker Rav clears the shaila. This that we say that magid is the chiyuv of magid, which we know later is it's not only on the matzah but it's on. It says Yochel Meresh Chodesh Tamadloim Bayyamahu Bayyoyim Tamadloim Bavorzeh Bavorzeh Bezman Sheish Matzu Morer Munochim Lefonecha. So the Brisker Rav clears: is the pshat Matzu Umorer Munochim Lefonecha? Is it the pshat the zman of the chi of Matzu Umor, which is Balaylo, like we spoke yesterday? It's by Erev Teichlu Matzes, or is it physically that the Matzu Umorer Lefonecha? That the Haggadah, the Chiv of Magid, the Sipur is with the it's part of the Chayfitz of the Haggadah. It connects us. We connect that to the Haggadah. So Rabbi Rav brings a raya, the last Tosefta Pesachim, which talks about. It goes on the Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoyim, and it talks about similar ma'isa that we have ma'isa Bram Gamliel Uskenim Shoyu Mesubim Beveis Baisus Ben Zoinin Belud, Vayu Asukim Behilchis Pesach Kol Halayla. Ad Kreis Hagevin, Higbiu Milifneim V'Noyadu V'Holchu Lohen LeBeis HaMedrash. So the Brisa says, when it came Kreis Hagevin, when it came Alois HaShachar. So what happened? Higbiu Milifneim. They lifted up from in front of them. What did they lift up in front of them? So Brisker Rav says they must have taken the Ka'ara, the Matzah Umar that was Munachim Lefaneim, because now they were no longer to be Mesap Bisiyas Mitzrayim. So you see, as a raya, that a chelik of the Chiv is not just the zman, but that the matzumar was munach lufaneim. So that's a hakdama to the magid. The beginning of magid is holach manya, that we show the matzah that's the chi of magid is on the matzah, is with the matzah in front of us. Okay, it's just a chiddush in the din of magid, that the din of magid should be lufnei matzahs. Excuse me. It's bechlal a very, very interesting talk. In Holach Ma'anya, we spoke about this last Shabbos, those over here. Remember, we talk about the idea of Lechem Oini and Be'erev Teichlu Matzos. So there's a halacha, we spoke in halacha, that there's Matzah Ashira, you can't be yotze the mitzvah, the mitzvah, Pashtus, you can't be yotze the mitzvah of Matzah with Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says, that when it says, what can't you eat Erev Pesach, after Mincha, you can't eat Matzah all day. So what can't you eat? So, but it's Samach L'mincha that you should have a good appetite. So Tosfos says, Rebbeinu Tam says, you eat matzah ashira because you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah ashira. Brings it with Yerushalmi. The Maral happens to write, that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzos. Be'erev Teichlu Matzos doesn't say anything about Lechem Oini. Maral holds that mitzvah of matzah is lav dafka lechem oini. But then there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that there's a chiv of lechem oini. So the Maral says that legabe the matzah, the yoitza, the mitzvah of be'erev teichlu matzahs, you could be yoitza with matzah ashira. Pella, the big, tremendous chiddush. The din of lechem oini, you're not yoitza. This could be a svara as to why. Maybe chametz tikka matzahs would be different legabe eating erev Pesach, because chametz tikka matzahs is nishkin matzah. Could be matzah shir according to the Maral. Is matzah just not lechem oini? So it's not a steer to the matzah. But I saw in this, it's a beautiful agoda from the agoda, it's Chachmei Yerushalayim. I bought this many years ago, I never really opened it. But, like a lot of swarm on my shelves, but okay. But Lamaisa, he brings over here from Rabbi Yosef Ben Yamin Shemanovitz, who says that he heard b'shem the Chassam Sofer, I don't know if it's written, that the Chassam Sofer holds that the only time it says lechem oini in the Torah is when it's next to Korban Pesach. But when it's talking in the context of Korban Pesach. But be'erev teichlu matzos doesn't say lechem oini. So he says, dosa teich. So 1 second. So why do we eat lechem oini? So 1 second. So lechem oini was the lechem that you had with the mat, with the Korban Pesach. He says, so why don't we eat matzah shira b'leil Pesach? So the Pashtus, as you would say, that's another chiyuv of lechem oini that has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. But the Chassam Sofer says the lechem oini is only tied with the Korban Pesach. So he said, "Azoy, hoshata hochash b'shana haholach mani dacholu avasana b'arad mitzrayim." When they had the Korban Pesach, kol dichun yesviyechol, kol dichun yesviyechol. Hoshata hochal shana babi shalayim, hoshata avin shana babi b'nei chayim. He says, "What's the reason why we don't eat lechem matzah shira?" The Chassam Sofer says, "Because maybe it'll come." The mikdash will be built, and we'll say, "Here, you want a base on mikdash." We'll say, "Yeshtaki, we ate lechem on, we ate matzah shira. Last year, we had matzah shira, so matzah shira again. But if we'll have the carbon pesach, so then what? We'll have to have only lechem oini. So we're explaining whole lachma anu. Why are we eating dafka lechem oini? Because hashat ha'ocha. Maybe today we're in Golos and we don't have the carbon pesach, but next year we'll be in Yerushalayim, so we have to eat lechem oini now too." That's as we state, b'shem dech samsev. Very fascinating.
What does that do with the in the Torah only by?
So he's saying in the Torah it's only by Korban Pesach. So the lechem oini was totally if you have a Korban Pesach. Today we don't have a Korban Pesach. So a shat ha'ocha we don't have the Korban Pesach. Even though a shat ha'ocha and really we could even watch Rosh Shira, but olach man you have to because l'shana haba b'Yerushalayim we'll have the Beis Hamikdash we'll have it. Very nice. I saw a nice taich in the Holach Ma'anyu. Excuse me. We come to the Manishtana. Manishtana Alayla Azemi Kol Alaylois. I don't know if we've spoken about this before, but many of the shailas that the Kotan asks, that the Kanha Ben Shoyal, Manishtana Alayla Azemi Kol Alaylois, Sheshabachol Alaylois Anu Oichlin Chometzu Matzah. The shaila is how does the child know this? How does the child know many of these things are going to occur in the Seder in the future? It's a famous question. So if you look at the Rambam says, Moizun Lekhoi Sheni, the Kanha Ben Shoyal, the Ben is Shoyal, and then it says, "Va'omer," the person, "Va'omer Hakayri," the one who says, "Manishtana." I'm kind of mentioning Manishtana Alaylozay. "Va'omer Hakayri," Manishtana Alaylozay. Mikol Alaylozay, and he goes through the whole seder. He doesn't say that the child asks these questions. And the truth is, if you look in the Gemara Pesachim, you see the Rambam, for sure. Rambam. If you have a Rambam, it's Manam. I'm trying to read the lashon of the Rambam. I think. Just give me 1 second. I push it. I think you have it.
Right.
V'tzorech lasu shinu b'layla hazeh k'dei sheyiru habonim v'yishalu. V'yoyim rumanish dana layla hazeh mikol ha'leves ad sheyoshiv lohem v'yoyim lohem kol kach kach. That's the first, that's one lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam himself says, first he says that with the mitzvahs, right? Then in Perek Ches he says, you pour the second kos. We can have ben shoyl. Child asks. V'oimer ha-koyrei. The Rambam's time, it was only when the Gemara's time, there was only one Kairi Haggadah, one person read the Haggadah. But Imra Kairi Manishtan Alel Azemikol Lesson, he goes through the whole Seder. So the child's not even saying the whole Manishtan. It says, V'kana ben Shoyal, and he just asks. If you look at the Rajbam in the Gemara in Pesach, where the Mishnah talks about Mazgul like Kai Sheini, Mazgul like Kai Sheini, V'kana ben Shoyal. Ovid, Bimein Das Beben, Ovid Malamdoi, says the Rajbam, can be mezikas kois hasheni a ben shoyles of a manishdana achshav shemoyskim kois sheni. It's not even one of the four koises. It's not even one of the four hashailes. So they bring b'shem Reb Chaim. The truth is, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says they took away the ka'ara. The Gemara says, what do you take? Dora Abdi says. The pasuk says. Oh, the Gemara over here says their oikar is a shulchan. Why the oikar is a shulchan? Why do they take the ka'ur away? Kadesh yakiru at the noikas v'yishalu. Abaye have a Yosef kamei the rabbi. Chozad the komadli taka mikamei. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbi and he saw that they took the table away, the ka'ur. Amaluhu adayin leka achilna. We didn't eat yet. Achilinon. Kamakri as a kamakri taka mikamon. Why are you taking the taka away from us? Amalei Rabbi patarti miloyim manishdana. You parted us from manishdana. Parents is Azoy. Kana ben Shoyal is the Pshat. What's going on here? What do you put a second guys? And we say, you think that's strange? Manish Voimra Kore, Manishtana, Alayla Zemikalis, we're gonna show you, we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do this. So that's really our response. Manishtana is the response to the children, which means that even if your son, your daughter, or somebody asks Manishtana, you have to say Manishtana also. Everybody has to say the words Manishtana, has to say Manishtana, because that's really Voimra Kore. It's meduktik in the Rambam and it seems to be very, very clear. It's a very famous question, of course. Avada Mayinu Leparim Mitzrayim. How is this an answer? How is this an answer to the Manishtana? So many pens have been broken on this question. But Avada Mayinu Leparim Mitzrayim, we say over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out b'yod chazok. What's the chiddush of yad chazok? What's the chiddush of yad chazok? It's just the Bayri Olam. He created everything. Teretz is. What does yad chazok mean? He was Mishan all the time. He changed everything out of what's the norm. He changed the entire teva of the world. And that's what the whole Esam Makis is. The Esam Makis turned the Asaras HaDibris into turned the Asara Maimaris into a whole new Bria. We've spoken many times in Semis talks that the Shinui HaTeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayera, it says, Shmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lahem, the shame of Hashem, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's created, the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a whole world for Klal Yisrael. So we say like this, just like, why me Mishana over here? We're being Mishana over here, so you should ask and realize that this is a very different night than all other nights. Why? To show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana the Teva, we're Mishana our Teva, we're Mishana everything that we do, to show, to inspire you to ask, and that we should tell you about the Shini HaTeva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. Also state, Avada Mayidu Lefar B'Mitzrayim, Yisrael Hashem B'Yisrael B'Yad Chazak B'Yisrael Netuyim. Yil Ha'atzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esav Yisrael Mitzrayim, Arenu V'Nenu 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 V'Shavadim L'Arenu Lefar B'Mitzrayim. So there are two things over here. It says that we were Avadim, not Stam Avadim, but it was Lefar B'Mitzrayim. And it says another thing. We would be meshubit to Pari if we wouldn't have gone out, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out. The Rishonim all asked the famous question: why was Mitzrayim punished? Why was Mitzrayim punished? It was stated in the Brisbane. I'm sorry, you didn't take the Kiyar. Achav Baris Elohim Avadu Bino Esam Ab Meshana. What is the pshat that they're punished? It was foretold. It was part of the contract of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says, it says, Beretz Lo Lahem, it doesn't say it was going to be Mitzrayim. Why did Mitzrayim pick up the mantle and Mitzrayim was Meshav B'Klal Yisrael? It also says that the Ramban says, listen, you're right. Had they done it to be Mekayim it and let Klal Yisrael go, it's fine. But what did they do? They were Moisif, they were Ma'ana Klal Yisrael, and they kept it, and they didn't want to let them go. Zok this Rabbi Yosef ben Yamin Sheben Avitz. He says, Azoy. That's what it says in Avodah Mayinu Lefayim Mitzrayim. First it says, Avodah Mayinu Lefayim Mitzrayim. You want to know why Mitzrayim got punished? Because it was Lefayim Mitzrayim. In other words, we were Avodim to Paray. Why did Paray choose to do it? It could have been anybody. But it was Avodah Mayinu Lefayim Mitzrayim. That's the Gabi the Rambam's time. It could have been any nation. It could have been all nations. Why was it Dafka Paray? Why did they get punished? Because Lefayim Mitzrayim. And because the second reason is if the time came that Klal Yisrael should go out, what should Mitzrayim have done? Okay, we did our job. Goodbye. If they didn't want to be punished, right? But what did they do? Ilo Hetzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim would be Meshubit to Parim Mitzrayim. Means they wanted to hold on to us. They wanted to hold on to us. That's why they're punished. Right? The Rabban's time. So both Tainus of the Rishonim are in the Avodah Mayinu Lefayim Mitzrayim.
How's that the answer to the
last one? That was a different point.
Why?
Well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. That's why he says, Ilu Lohetzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they wanted to hold on to it. Hold on to Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to extricate us from there.
Also, the passage says that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. Maybe Paro would have given in, but then Hashem put it in his heart.
I hear, but he wasn't punished for it. The Ramban says he wasn't punished for that. He was only punished until the...
That was only after he started.
He lost his bechir in the middle. He lost his bechir in the middle. Shteit, v'afilu kulonu chachom, kulonu nirvonu, kulonu zikeinim. Kulum yoyb nesatayra. Right? So it's mitzvah lenu l'sap b'tzitz v'tzrayim. What's the chiddish of kulonu zikeinim? We're all zikeinim. So Pashup Shat would say, it means tamid chachomim, tamid chachomim, know everything, but it already says chachomim and nirvonu. So what's kulonu zikeinim? So a half of the kipshat. The halacha is we say in Yochel Meresh Chodesh we say bezman sheyes matzu umorim unachim lefanecha. It doesn't say what. It doesn't say Pesach. The Rosh Hashanah God, this is parenthetical. Pesach as well. What doesn't say Pesach? Because Miken Kler. When does it say we got to levitcha beyoyimahu? You're going to do what? Avodah Zayis. You're going to do what? The Korban Pesach. That's when they're going to ask the shaila. So you would think that the whole mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is dafka when you have Korban Pesach also. So the Baal HaGadol says, "Bizmachi is matzu umorim unachim lefanecha, not Pesach matzu umorim lefanecha." And that's not totally in the Korban Pesach; it's totally in the matzu umor. In Shteit and Mishnah, the Rambam paskins, you're allowed to make a chabura of kulam zekeinim. To bring Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to have a chabura of kulam zekeinim. Why? Even if they can eat, they eat a little bit; they don't eat a lot. Memela, you have to have. You could never have a chabur on a Korban Pesach of Zekanim. So I feel kulonu Zekanim. Even if we're all Zekanim sitting here, which means we don't have what? We don't have the Korban Pesach. It's a mitzvah lenu l'sap b'tzias Mitzrayim.
It doesn't say Korban Pesach, but the Zmancha Matzah is at the time of the Korban Pesach, so they go together.
Yeah, but if you don't have Korban Pesach, no. But if you don't have the Korban, you don't bring the Korban Pesach. We don't have Korban Pesach with Zmancha. So that's what I'm saying. That's the chiddush, and that's what he's saying. It's mitzvah lenu l'sav. It goes very well with the holach ma'anya. It goes very well with the chsam sofer and holach ma'anya that the butaka talking, and that's why one of the reasons we say that we start the haggadah where we start the haggadah in lashon aramis. That Rabbi Menel says the Malden talks that it's a lashon of arami because it's we're in galus. We're still in galus. I mean, we've said this years past. I'll say that's what we say in the dirge. Holach ma'anya. They bring from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says that it's like a depressing song. Why? Because we recognize we're really still in galus, but we're hoping for a few. So even though we're still in galus, I feel kolonos kainim. It's a shein atayich of kolonos kainim. It's kainim. You can't have a chabur of kolonos kainim. What? I didn't hear what you said. So then the Baal HaGadol brings as a raya ma'isa of Elazar, Rishua, Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, and Mesubim ben Nebrak, and then Mesap Mitzias Mitzrayim Koloi Se'alayim. At Shabbat Talmidein, Vomulam Rabbi Senegias Makriyash Mashallah Shachris. Fine. And we all know that there's a famous question that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah As a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, achilus kav pesach is at achatzois, which is one of the reasons why we have the afikoymen if they have to have before chatzois, or is it called halayla? So the famous shaila is. So what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doing over here at this seder? And he was being misaf b'cholai halayla. That's one shaila that they ask. But the next shaila that they ask is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah nikkav and shimshon. The Baal Haggadah brings the Mishnah. The end of the first parak of Brachas, right? Goes a chisa shitami yitzias mitzrayim balelus, right? Shas drasha ben zayim shem lamantiskos yom tzeis kamir mitzrayim kol yom echayachi mechayachi lamazek lamazek yom echayachi yomim balelus, right? So obviously this mishnah is totally misplaced. This mishnah l'chayra has nothing to do with sipur yitzias mitzrayim. What does this mishnah have to do with? It has to do with zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, which is kol alayla, which is the shaila. If it's only b'yayim or if it's balayla, it's the ma'as hamashiach. So what do the two things have to do with each other? The truth is that in the gifts of the Rambam the Haggadah, it says, Omar Lohem, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the truth is that this Mishnah, and if you look in Yerushalmi brings the Mishnah that way, this was a response to the Chacham. Omar Lohem, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it wasn't Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was saying to these Chachamim when they were sitting and they were Misapa, Boisa Laila, Kol Oisa Laila, then Misapa Yitzis Mitzrayim, in Bnei Brak, The Mishnah was Nishnis on this story of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, it's very nice. There might be a reason why it's here, but it's a little strange to put it in the Haggadah anyway. Okay, so what are the two things? And what was his response to them? So they bring, the Beis HaLevi says the following thing. The Moran Brochus brings the Machlokes of Blasman Zion and Bekiva. If it's Ad Chatzois, or it's right? So the Gemara over there says, "Hakol baidim shenigalu belayla." Right? Everyone knows that there was a gula belayla that Pari came in the middle of the night in his pajamas and he said everybody should leave. Right? The shaila is, which is the chipozoin that's the ikker chipozoin? Is the chipozoin of layla, right? Which was b'chatzois, or is the chipozoin really the chipozoin not of Mitzrayim but the chipozoin of what? Of the next day, of Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael ran out of Mitzrayim quickly, right? So comes out that the ikur chipazon. So he says. So the Beis HaLevi says like this: Memela, if it's the ikur chipazon is belayla, that was bechatzos. That's why you can only eat the korban pesach at chatzos. But if the chipazon is the next day, is with Klal Yisrael, so you can eat all night. That's what the Gemara says. It's telling. So he says like this: Be'etzem, if the chipazon belayla is the ikur yitzia. So it's poshut that you should have. It's another question. But Elazar ben Azariah said, "My rigvin shem, I couldn't win until I have a diuk of koil yemei chayecha, right? That koil is marba leilos, and until ben zayim order Elazar ben Azariah hold." It's a very strange mishnah. Amr Elazar ben Azariah, I already given shem. Elazar chisish shem meisias b'shaim b'leilos, tiv zayim b'leilos. Achid rosha ben zayim koil yemei chayecha, yom koil yemei chayecha leilos, right? And until ben zayim came, why did Elazar ben Azariah he had a softness in his heart for the night? I mean, where did he come from? Teretz of Blazman Zayz L'shitasa. He holds that the Ikr Chipazim is Balayla. If the Ikr Chipazim is Balayla, it's Poshit that every night you have to mention it. The Zekiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is Balaylas. Right? That's Poshit to him. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not Poshit. So Kum Techoy Sazon. Rabbi Blazman Azariah held he was right that the Chipazim is night. That really the Ikr Yitzis is at night. Memeli yeld Yozoichi, there's a Zekir of Yitzis Mitzrayim Balaylas. But who's sitting at this thing? The four other Chachamim. And they're being misapa b'tzias time kol oisei alayla, which means what are they doing? They're paskening b'zman sheyesh matzah mor menochem lefanecha. B'zman, when is this man of sipur? This man of sipur is until the time when all the mitzvahs are over. If the mitzvahs are done by chatzos, so there's no b'tzias mitzrayim. Teretz is they were paskening faker from it. They were telling Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah all night. You should just know that you're wrong. The yikach chipazoin is b'yoyim. And you can eat korban pesach all night. Memela they were misapi yitzias mitzrayim kol oisei alayla. Comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says, "Listen, you might have passed been faker for me in this. According to your psak, that loch is like the rabbi. So I'm wrong. But lemaisa ben zoy medarsh kol yom chayecha. There's another drusha. So there's another drusha. So Memela, that's the hemshik of this. Omer lohem. So let's just chazar over. It's beautiful. Beautiful pshat in Beis HaLevi. Omer lohem. He was saying like this." That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held naturally that the Ikr Yitzia was Balayla. If the Ikr Yitzia was Balayla, it says Bachatzois Alayla. Bachatzois Alayla, the mitzvahs until Chatzois. All the mitzvahs of the night should be until Chatzois. Memela, if it's at night, Rabbi Elazar ben Gamliel has another shita that you have to be zoich Yitzias Mitzrayim kol laila, right? As a remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's what we say. You say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Krishma every night, right? But once he sat with these Tanoim v'nei Brak, and they were misap b'kol Yisrael laila, didn't stop at chatzos, so they're paskening not like him, and they're saying what? They're saying that the ikur Yitzias is the ikur chipazim is the next day. Memela, the whole mitzvah is a whole night. So they were passing not like him. So if the Ikur Yitzi is Bayoim, so there's no natural understanding that you should be Zoich Yitzi Mitzrayim Balelois. So comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and says, yeah, maybe you're passing like me if I care for me over there. But Legabe Zchirus Yitzi Mitzrayim, even though I don't have until Ben Zoyim came, according to your Shita, I couldn't, I can't win because you hold not like me. Legabe Achilles Korban Pesach and Legabe Dechi Pozoy. But I have another drasha. Kol Yumei Chayecha is marba the lemos.
He was telling them by Sipur, you have all night long.
Right.
By Zechira, it's easy.
Right.
Is
that
still shalom?
Right. Right.
Right. Was trying to say that Zechira should prove to Sipur that I'm right and that also.
Or no, it's the other way around. Yeah. That if you're even if you're passing me, if I get from Sipur, so I have no raya, but I have a riboy. I have a riboy. Kol Yumei Chayecha.
He's saying I'm
moida
by Sipur. That
is. I'm not moida. You want to pass me if I care from me. You want to pass me if I care from me. There's Bechlal a whole din, even though like, they talk, the place can talk, so Salanta has a whole shtickle about this, that was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed to eat the whole night, eat the Korban Pesach afterwards? The halacha is like Rabban. Was Beis Shammai allowed to fearsach like Beis Hillel? Did they have to fearsach like Beis Hillel? So he says, the door of Beis Shammai, the one who's choylik, he could hold like himself. But the next door has to fearsach like the rabbis. It's a Bechlal, that is nothing to do with this. I mean, it does a little bit. Okay. Okay. That's the nice and beautiful one. Fine. I wanted to jump a little bit to Chochem. Chochem, Ahuaymer, Mo'edis, Ma'achukim, Ma'mishpatim, Ma'shatziv Hashem, Alikenu, Eskem, Yata, Emerlai, Kilkas, Apesach, Ma'ftun, Acha, Pesach, Afikoymer. So, we all know, I mean, many times we've spoken about. It's the last mission in Psachim. It's the last halacha. We teach him all the halachas. That's one of the rayas, by the way, that the key of CPT's Mitzrayim is learning Hilchas Pesach too. If you look in the Tosefta, the Tosefta says that they weren't Oisik in CPT's Mitzrayim. The lashon of the Tosefta is they were Oisik in Hilchas Pesach. So the halachas of Pesach, that's a kol oisei laila, you teach him ad, and there's a lashon also ad ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikoyim. You teach him all the halachas, not ein maftirin, but ad ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikoyim. We've said this all before, but I found something from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, this Haggadah, it's a beautiful thing. Ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikoyim, and we all know that the brachos that were given to Yaakov from Yitzchak, we all know that Yitzchak told Esav to go, and I'm going to eat lemantiv varechla nafshi, that I should be able to eat. It should be chal with an achila, that is something to do with the achila, that the bracha should be chal, the bracha on you should be chal. And what happened? Yaakov comes and brings it, Rachel gives it. And the Targum Yonasan over there says that kachli shnei gdoye izim, one was lepesach and one was lechagiga. So, Esav came back, and Esav wanted that he should have a bracha achas. You don't have one bracha, so he said. So Yaakov, Yitzchak said to him, "Ba'ichel mikol, I already ate mikol. So pash pshat is I'm full. I can't eat anymore. Memela, I can't give you a bracha." But they bring from Rishur Leib Diskin that ba'achicha b'mirma. If he came with trickery and he fed me. What did he do? I ate the afikoy minerei. I already ate the Pesach. I already ate the Mishnechel al Asoicha. I'm not allowed to eat anymore. If I'm not allowed to eat anymore, Memela, I can't give you any more bracha. That's ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikoyim. So I saw from Rabbi. We said this before. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that the gematria of b'mirma is 287, which is the exact gematria of the word hafikoyim. Memela bo achicha b'mirma. It's that same gematria that he wasn't able to be bevarach anymore. Rosh Mahu I Mama Void Azois Lachem Lachem Below Lot of Fichois, it's Asmim and I call Kofar the Ikr. It's a fascinating thing that the Tzivuim, the questions that the Bonim ask in the Torah, are different places. He was mighty atzmi minaklal. So the Bechal is a famous question. The Rishonim asked, the Rashbi asked, the Rishonim asked, the Maisa, the Chochem said, Tziva Semer Lekenu Eschem. Sounds like he takes himself out of the Klal also, right? But if you, there are many Turots that have been said on this. Hashem Lekenu, he says Eschem, Chukim Hashem, he says Mavai Dazai Eslechem. There are many, many, many different Turots. But I want to tell you over something I heard in a Maimer from Rabbaron, Rabbi Gesundsein, many years ago. He said a fascinating text. He says, if you look at the Psukim, you'll find that all the psukim that are said, the only pasuk that said Mo Avoda Azos Lochem, that said b'shas the tzivui of the Korban Pesach. Everything else is after Klal Yisrael either did the Korban Pesach later on in Dvarim, right? So he says like this: we all know that the Korban Pesach was had a din of a Korban Yochid or a Korban Tzivu. Korban Yochid, but it's brought b'knufya. The Gemara says was knufya. The pshat is this was the thing that made the Yochid into the Tzivu. In fact, it says, "Ois chukas haPesach." I would think, "Yochel what? What does Rashi bring in Chumash?" Rashi says, "Yochel." I would think, "Kolam is gaya, kolam megayer, yevi korban Pesach." Anyone who's a ger should bring korban. Why? It's a korban Pesach. He becomes a ger in Elul. He's bringing korban Pesach. Teretz says the korban Pesach was the thing that made Klal Yisrael echad. I've spoken many times that everything about the korban Pesach is echad, right? The tzivui was on echad, right? The lekicha of the korban was when asara. That the Asara makes all the parts into one. Everything about the Korban Pesach couldn't be mevashalit. Mevashalit is the pshat that spreads apart. Tzli, everything becomes nitzmas, right? You can't break any of the bones. You have to eat it in the same room. You can't be mitzi it. Everything's echad. It's the yochid becoming the echad. There's only one pasuk that's before Klal Yisrael did the Korban Pesach. That's the Mo'av Aydez Oyslechem. That's the what? That's the Rosh's pasuk. That's why he was hoitzi atzmo min haklal. You know, he's not part of the Korban Pesach. He's before, even before Klal Yisrael does the Korban Pesach. He's not interested. Everyone else, the Pesach is after the Korban Pesach was done already. That's a tire of shat. You have to ask him in our cloth.
Where from?
Rabbi. I saw a fascinating zach from Sheila Belzer. The Pesach says, we bring the Pesach in the Haggadah. Sheni Yedei Elisho, at Pesach lo Yishanem, if you got it to Levincha by Yoyim Ahu, Lame. Why do we bring the pasuk of Vigadat Levincha? That's a mitzvah to be magid lebanecha. Why do we bring the pasuk in Vayera leman tesaper baz nevincha ven vincha es hashayel salal to be mitzrayim? It's an earlier pasuk, right in the beginning of Vayera. Why do we bring the pasuk of Vigadat Levincha v'yayim ahu? So Shila Bell says a gevaldik avort. He says the door that went out of Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? Leman tasaper baz nevincha. Vigadat Levincha v'yayim ahu is the pshat. Is going to be a generation that didn't experience Yisus Mitzrayim. Right? So you're telling that generation. But the door that went out? So what's Abish saying? Leman tasaper baz nevincha ven vincha es shalati Mitzrayim. So you would say pashut. It means the little kids who didn't realize, right? The babies. Shlomo Bell says, Azoy, there's only two people that were in part of Klal Yisrael that didn't experience Yisus Mitzrayim in that door. Who was they? Yisro was a ger. Who was a bana? Gershom Eliezer. Gershom Eliezer, we're in Midian. So the man tesaper was the vincha ven vincha is talking to Moshe himself. Moshe is going to tell his children. That's a tzivut to Moshe. Moshe, you're going to have to tell your kids because they're not here. It's b'chal a pella. Moshe's children didn't experience the Yisro Mitzrayim. I mean, you think about it, it's true. But it's a pella, right? Even if Yisro came before Matan Torah, but they weren't part of Yisro Mitzrayim. So that pasuk you can't bring as a tzivu if you got a levincha because this is the pasuk you got a levincha. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful taich in the pasuk. I mean, the taich, but merk that point. We start, we know we're maskal b'gnusim b'sayim b'shvach. Avodam Ayinu was one of the maskal b'gnusim b'sayim b'shvach. But then there's another, right? Mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu. Originally, we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. So this is a fascinating thing. Why is it that we start all the way back from Terach Avi Avram? Why do we start back from that? What kesher does that have with the Yetzias Mitzrayim itself? So if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam discusses the Shalshelas of Avodah Zarah. Rambam discusses that first Adam Rishon knew that there was a Barel and then Enosh, and then they started believing not only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in his in the Mesharsim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then what happened? And then Klal Yisrael, then not only, then everyone, then they started believing in them, and they were Avdei Avodah Zarah. And then initially it was Taka the world. So the Rambam says over there, At she'orchu hayomim liYisrael b'mitzrayim, v'chozru lilmoid ma'aseyem v'lavoid koychovim kimoysom. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael became Avdei Avodah Zarah, like the Goyim. We know that the Chazal say, Halolu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halolu Avdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, Chutz Mishevet Levi, She'oma B'mitzvahs Avos, U'kimat Kot Hoya Ha'ikr She'shosal Avram. The Seis Tazoy, there was Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, then what happened? Avram Avinu broke the Avodah Zarah. And then Avram Avinu taught his children. And then, but what happened was, Klal Yisrael Me'archu Agol, they ended up in Mitzrayim, and then they almost lost everything that Avram Avinu implanted in them. They went to the toys of the oilam, and Memela they almost became subsumed. So Kum Techois Yitzias Mitzrayim took us back. We were at a point of Mitchila Avdei Avodah Zarah. You obviously. In other words, in Mitzrayim, we came to that point of Mitzilah Avodah Zarah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So that's the Maskel B'Gnus Mesayim Shvach in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in and of itself, that they bring over here, B'Shem, the Reshiva in... and that's really, there were two Geulas in Mitzrayim, the Gru'ah tells us. There was the Geula Nafshi, there was the physical Geula, which was going out of Mitzrayim, and then there was the spiritual Geula. This spiritual Geula, that is the Maskel B'Gnus Mesayim Shvach in the physical, Avadam Hayinu, and then there's a Maskel B'Gnus Mesayim Shvach in the spiritual, in the Ruchni. That Mela, this idea of Mitchila Avodah Zarah is Tako, the Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim was from that matzav of Mitchila Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. Kimat Kot, everything that Avram planted. So we go back to Terach Avi Avram. Avram started implanting in his children this Emun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Mitzrayim, we went to Kimat the matzav before Avram. And that was the Yitzhiyah Mitchila Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu.
If they
would have
stayed another second, would that have been.
What?
They would have stayed another minute,
but
that cot had been also lost.
I understand that Rizal. Rizal says they were saying, I don't know about Bnei Levi, because he says, Rambam says, Bnei Levi wouldn't have. We come to Yisha Amdala Voseinu Volanu, Shalayechot Bilvar Amar Adenu Chaloy Seinu. So what's this lashon of v'hisha amdala v'seinu? Pashtus v'hisha amdala v'seinu is going back on the haftacha, baruch shem haftachosoi, that was oimed la v'seinu. But Frankel Tumim, in the Sefer Baruch Tam, he says, a person could taina that the fact that Klal Yisrael is in golos is a b'chal achil Hashem. Mechal Shem Hashem. Klal Yisrael had to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. There's a chil Shem Hashem in the Golos itself. Pasuk in Yecheskel says, "Vayavoyu el agoyim asher bo'u shom vayichalalu Hashem kotshi." If you're going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because of your averus, it's a chil Hashem. You are mechal Shem kotshi vayichalalu Hashem kotshi. Ve'amor lohem am Hashem elu me'artzo yotzo'u. The pasuk says, "This is the am Hashem," and they were thrown out of their land. Thus, alain is a chil Hashem. And we all know that Chilul Hashem is there's no kapor, only b'misa. So what's the v'hisha amdala v'seinu? So he says, Azoy, we all know that the Gemara in Yuma says that the Nevi'im, they didn't say Kel, Gibor, V'noira, right? Ayeg, V'roisa, V'yena, Reza, when Golas Klai, so you don't see the Yad HaKadosh Baruch. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and says and saves Klai Yisrael within Golas, what do we say? Adraba, hein naras, right? Mikamoicha ba elim Hashem, mikamoicha be ilmam Hashem. Sometimes Hashem is quiet and goes, right? And he allows Klal Yisrael to be subjugated. But at the end, he saves Klal Yisrael, and we were able to say Gibor v'Noira. So fakir, that's the kiddush Hashem. So he says Azoy. So kum techois, what is our saving grace in Golos? V'hi sham d'la v'senu v'lanu, that every time when a nation comes, even though we're in Golos, And the Golus itself should be that the fact that Klal Yisrael was repudiated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when the Oyim Demaleinu L'chaloyseinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzilenu Miyadam, then the Gilui of Hashem comes out again. The Mele, that's the Kiddush, that's V'hi Sh'am D'Laveyseinu. The Chilul Hashem, that should be our end. Fakert, there's a Kiddush Hashem in Golus itself. Because in Golus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us Miyadam and it becomes revealed, the saving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyadam, that in and of itself is a Kiddush Hashem. And the only thing that could be mechaper on Chilul Hashem is Kiddush Hashem. That's V'hi Sh'am D'la V'Yisenu V'lonu Sh'l'yecha B'vod Amdun L'cha L'Yisenu. They say from the Chassidus, V'hi Sh'am D'la V'Yisenu, Y'mechase Es HaMatzes Y'magbi Es HaKois. I've said this over many, many times. It's just, when I come to it, I can't pass it without saying it. It's not in my notes. That we all know that the mitzvah of matzah, according to most, we pass the mitzvah of matzah is the raisa. The mitzvah of talakoisis is the rabbana. So we say the hishandal avisen of ulanu is the fact that our mamun and the chachamim, our mamun and the chachamim, that's the thing that carries us through the golos. The hishandal avisen of ulanu, that the amun in Teresh Balpeh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yad, that is the thing that carries us through the golos. So we're mechase the matzis, which is the deraisa, that doesn't mean we're not doing the matzah deraisa, we're showing that it's the rabbanans that take us through.
Who's part of the last one? The last word.
Vishon. Rabotam. When we come to Tzeul Mad Ma Bikesh Lovan Arami Lasos Liakov Avinu Shepari Lagozer Al Aschorim Beloven Bikesh Lakeres Hakol. So I heard. I once heard a pshat from also Rav Aaron. It was the same Maimer, I think. It must be 30 years ago. He said, Azoy, what was Lavan? What does it mean? Lavan was bikesh lakar esako. Lavan went. He was trying to trick Yaakov and get it. He was trying to be oikah klal Yisrael. So maybe on the heifer, Lavan was the neshama ultimately of Bilam, and Lavan really wanted to stop klal Yisrael from going out of Mitzrayim. V'chule, this was part of the Yisrael Mitzrayim. He said a very pashut tzach. We know one thing about Yaakov when he was in Beis Yisrael Lavan. Yaakov said, "Ikesh tesakesh," right? If you're going to be straight, I'll be straight. But I have to be with Lavan. I'm going to do trickery. Because the midah of Yaakov is emes. Lavan was trying to do was make Yaakov not into an ish emes. And if Yaakov is not an ish emes, if Klal Yisrael is not emes, that's like a sakko. Lavan bikesh lakir sakko. So it's a heavy word. And it's a leichtavort. I think I might have said this over, but I heard that this is the first time I saw it in print. I heard this over in 12th grade when I was learning Gittin. So my Rebbe, the Banal, Chaim Siegel, said this over. He said over that we know the halacha is, everybody thinks Lavan Bikesh Lakar Esako is in the matzah with it was Yaakov. But Lavan rears his head earlier. When does Lavan rear his head? When Eliezer comes to be Mekadesh Rivka, to get Rivka for Yitzchak. The Gemara says, the halacha is, Shliach Shemes. You send a shliach. The Gemara says there's a chazak shliach oisah shlichu. So if you send a shliach to be mekadosh an isha, so you assume that he was mekadosh an isha. Once he's mekadosh an isha, everybody else has a din of what? A safek karev of his wife. So the person who sent the shliach to be mekadosh an isha, the person he's going to want to go be mekadosh. Let's say he wants to go marry someone now. The shliach died, so they assume he was mekadosh someone, and now everyone this could be a karev. Mele he's also a kuleal. He's kosher called nashim sheba oilim. It says. So he's kosher. He's also a kol nashim sheba oilam. He's also a kol nashim sheba oilam. Then Yaakov Yitzchak never got married. There would never been a klal Yisrael. There are a lot of holes in that pshat because you could have an eidechad every year, so you could have someone who doesn't know relatives, and you have eidim that they wouldn't know relatives. But also a kuliyamu until he would have eidim. Maybe there was no kosher eidim at that point. Okay. So also a chiddush this year. We all know. We go through the makas. So in the Makkos, we have after the world of Makkos, we have Rabbi Yehuda Hayinoisin Bohem Simonim Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav. So the Reis Hashayla, what is Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav? Well, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav? What is the point of them saying Ditzach Hadash Ba'achav? It's a hafla de kipshat. That goes, Maimonides in the Rambam, on the Nusach HaGadol, he brings a rach that Rabbi Yehuda was coming to be mechadesh with the simonim, the order of the makas. Because if you look in Tilim Kufei, you'll see that the makas are out of order. It says Dan Tzvardeya, then it says Orev, then it says Kinim. David HaMelech has, for whatever reason, his order in the of the makas in Tehillim is off. Feistos, there are people who read Tehillim didn't know Chumash. So the order was off. What? Tehillim didn't, they don't know Chumash. What can I tell you? Listen, as I said, Rabbi Yehuda is being mechadish, the Simorim, the Tzachadash, Barachar. Now, but he's saying another chiddush. Why do I have to know the order? Because the Mevi Bikurim, the whole parsha that we read, Arami Yaviravi, is what? Is in the parsha of what? Of Bikurim in Kisavah. We darshan it. Now, we darshan it, Pashtas, we darshan it until the Drasha state in Sifri that the Mevi Bikurim would read the whole parsha and darshan it and the Tzachadash Bachav and state in Rabbi Yehuda Aimer and state in Gro on the Sifri. Until Rabbi Yehuda Hoyin Noisim by Simon of Tzachadash Ba'ad Ba'ad Bechlal. So Kuk Techoy is part of the Kriyas HaBikurim. The person had to bring Bikurim, he had to be baby Bikurim, he was Makatoif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did he do? He said what? He read the Pasha Bikurim. But he had to read the Pasha Bikurim through the Tzach. Why the Tzachadash Ba'achav? So he was giving to the Mevi'e Bikurim. They should know the order of the Makas. So they're reading, this was all part of the Kriya of the Mevi Bikurim. So his simen was to tell them it's the Tzah, Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim. It's in that order. And this is the order of the Makkah, so they should know the Makkah. They should know how to read Makkah. That's the Bahavos Bikurim. And Bechlau, we have to understand, I wasn't going to talk about it, so I'm thinking about it. You know, the whole Haggadah, and we all know Dayenu was the climax of the Maggid until we come to the Pesach Matzu Mor. But the climax of the Haggadah really is Hakaras HaToiv. We have to understand that the whole Inyan of CPUC is the whole Inyan, but the major aspect of the Inyan is that we're doing Avodah Hazois. The Chayvus Halvavus in the Hagdom in Hagdomah to Shar Avodah Salikim, the third Shar in the Chayvus Halvavus, he talks about the only way to be an Eved Hashem is to have the midah of Hakoras HaToiv. It's the only way. And Dayenu is every step of the way we have Hakoras HaToiv. That's why really, if you think about it, the Parsha of Bikurim is what Parsha? The Parsha of Hakoras HaToiv. So Machta Bechol HaToiv, the Pasuk says. In all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv, is Machta Bechol HaToiv. Bikurim is enumerating all the Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come into, we're in Eretz Yisrael, we have Peiris, we're able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and we hark back all the way back to Arami Yovid Avi. We go back every step of the way we're Makar Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Inyan, so the Tzach HaDash Baruch Hu is a chelik of that Kriyas HaBikurim to know the Seder of the Makos. And in the Seder of the Makos, we all know that in the Bris Ben Absarim, it says the following. It says, Va'avodum vi'inu oysan, arba me'eshon. Kedai tada ki geri yezaracha, be'eretz lo lohem is one thing. They're going to be in a land that's not theirs. Va'avodum, they're going to have avodum. Vi'inu oysan, they're going to have inui. Three levels, right? If you look at the Maral says, that's the three levels in Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti. Right, each one of those things is Vaitzesim to have a civil Israel, Mitzalti, right? We have Oidosov and the Goalti. You're going to go out of the land. Each thing is another step, level of extrication. First, we were taken out from the Inui. Then we were taken out from the Shibur, and then we were taken out from the land. So state. I don't remember for who, but the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. Each one is a different level. After Kinim, right? After Kinim, there was no more Inu. After Shchin, there was no more Avoida. And after Ba'achav, obviously, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. When physically they were left Mitzrayim. So each one is another level in the extrication of Mitzrayim, of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. I'd like to end. It's time to end. It's time to park. Okay. The Maggid ends with the Brocha. Asher Golono. So yesterday we spoke about the fact that the Rishonim talk about why there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on CPC Mitzrayim. So we've said over many times that the Chassam Sofer says there is a Birchas HaMitzvah. What's the Birchas HaMitzvah? The second curse. No, the Ben Perot says it's the first curse. It's Kiddush. He says, the Chassam Sofer says that Asher Golono, the Baruch of Asher Golono, is the Baruch on CPC Mitzrayim, and that's the Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Shaila is, all mitzvahs is ever less seals. So he says, oh, he says, Fetfil is Geir. The Geir is, Geir does Tefillah, he can't make a Shrek, he can't say Shrek, he can't say before the Tefillah. So Pshat is the whole Haggadah is like we become new people. We're experiencing becoming a nation, we're experiencing becoming Klal Yisrael. Just like a Tefillah's Geir is after the Maisa Tefillah, the Magad is like a Maisa Tefillah. And in the Bracha we say, Asher Go'olonu, then we say Asher, we say it like this. And then we say, This bracha, it's a very strange thing. We say like this, we're here at the Haggadah, we ate batz u'mor. Maybe she should take us to other regolim, and we should be able to be able noichel sham in Eretz Yisrael from the zvachim and the psachim, right? So why does it say asher yagia doma malkir mizbachachol lerotzoy? What is this language that it should reach alkir mizbachachol lerotzoy? That's the question. It says the emek bracha of Pomeranchik Talmud of Brisky Rav says a hafle diketaych, a zvachim diketaych. He says like this. Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings, the Nitzit brings from Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that until Churban Beitar, which was approximately 70 years after, 65 years after Churban Bayis, they brought the Kol Pesach al Har Bayis. So it's stated in Medrash. Frags of the Shaila, why didn't they bring other Karbonis? So he says, Azar, this is this. We all know that Ishim, Mishim, Daf Mem, and Zochim, all karbonas have to be L'shem Reyach, L'shem Nichoyach, all those things, right? You have to, there's not only L'shem the Karbon, L'shem the Bailim, there has to be L'shem that should be Reyach Nichoyach, Fakodesh Baruch, L'shem Shishadvar. Let's say I bring a Karbon and I don't have Kavon, L'shem Reyach, L'shem Nichoyach. What's the halacha? It's kosher. Kosher, the Karbon's kosher. So one second. So Zokhtasa. That's only if it's Shayach Reich Nichoyach. But if it's not Shayach Reich Nichoyach, right? It's not Shayach Reich Nichoyach, so Kol HaGroya L'Bila Ein Bila Ma'keves. But if it's not Shayach Reich Nichoyach, so then the Korban is possible. Meaning if I bring a Korban in a matzav with it's not Shayach Reich Nichoyach, the Korban is possible. Now listen, Azoy. When is it not Shayach Reich Nichoyach? Stay in posuk that I'm going to be machir of the bay. I'm going to be throw you out of land. V'lo oreich bereich nichachecha. I'm not going to have you memelo. Bizman after churban bayis, it wasn't shayach reich nichayach. If it wasn't shayach reich nichayach, right? It wasn't shayach the lerotzoin of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Recognize that's to be the rotzoin of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Memelo, you can't bring the carbon. Carbon's possible. Oh, but a carbon pesach is kosher. Karm Pesach doesn't need l'reyach l'nichoyach. Zokter v'embrocha, why? He says, the Ramban says, it's a very important thing. The Ramban brings from the Bahag that what? That the halach, that anoichi Hashem alikecha, munen HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one of the mitzvahs. It's a big shaylik, the first digger is one of the mitzvahs, right? The Ramban talks in Parshas Yisrael. He says, what's the pshat that it's not part of the mitzvahs? So he says, the Ramban brings a mashal over there. How could you keep the Ratzon of Melech? They say, Biyah Melech and give us laws. He says, first, be Mekabal my Malchus. Then I can make laws for you. So there's two things. One is the Ikar Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs are the Ratzon of Hashem. But before you have the Ratzon of Hashem, what do you need? You need the Amun and the belief and the Kabbalah of the Eibishter. So he says, mitzvahs are Ratzon of Hashem. Anoich Hashem Alekech is more than Ratzon Hashem. It precedes Ratzon Hashem. It's the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can't be a mitzvah. It says, L'reyach L'nichoyach is the pshat. It's L'Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Korban Pesach was the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mel, the Korban Pesach didn't need Reyach L'nichoyach. Reyach L'nichoyach is L'Ratzon, L'Ratzonoi. You didn't need that. Mel, what? Mel, they were able to be makriv the Korban Pesach. But they couldn't be makriv other karbonis because other karbonis needs other represent the Ratzon. They need reach nichoyach, but karbon pesach doesn't need reach nichoyach. Alom de shabriskevot, dasu pshat in the pasuk. Listen, There's a whole shmooze. Can you bring this? The whole Tzvias Kalisha wanted to bring back this. That we should bring the Korban Pesach on Har Habayis. Major shmooze. Halacha, Vega, the whole sefer written about. Okay, all right. Trisha's Tzion, beautiful sefer about the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael Chule. Right, and so you could have brought the Korban Pesach, but no other korbanos could we bring. Dosu pshat. We want to come back to Eretz Yisrael and Maidim Regolim that the Binyan Bayis should be the Bayis should be Bonui and the Yerushalayim should be Bonui. Not just Min Azvachim. How can we have Zvachim? Asher Yagia Doma Kibbutz Bachal Lirotzoin. That if the Beis Hamikdash will be built, it'll be already. It will be Reach Nichoyach. We'll come to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We want that Binyan. We want that smeichem bevinyan irecha. We should take a bizoicha that this year we should be noichem and azvachem and apsochem. Asher yigav dama malkir mizbachal uratzim.
Should they have access to
Harbaas? Harbaas, yes, they did. What?